This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. It is our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest at 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win a stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells in our statewide contest.
It's just Chula Vista.
Chula Vista.
Okay, but it's here in Wisconsin. All right, this hour's keyword is North. N-O-R-T-H. North. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword North for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, download that Civic Media app, choose one of our stations, WGBW or WISS, and then text the word North before 8 o'clock. Then you'll be entered to win the hourly prize and also qualify for the grand prizes at civicmedia.us. Good luck from Mino and the Mayor.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Time to talk some more college hoops with one of the greatest high school basketball players ever to come out of this area. In fact, I think he still has the record for 56 points in one game for Ashwaubenon against DePere back in 1986. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Kowalczyk. Coach?
You screwed that up again, John.
What year? How many points? What year? What did he have wrong?
Number one, I played at the Pier High School, not Ashwaubenon.
Well, that's right.
There you go.
All right, and it was 53. I appreciate you trying.
Why do I always think you played at Ashwaubenon? Yeah, I don't know why I always think that.
But, Coach, that just underscores John's show prep.
Todd Kowalczyk, head basketball coach at the University of Toledo. Coach, I know you guys are all a fraternity, but we're just talking here. Tough one for Green Bay yesterday, getting knocked off by a D2 school. But one of the things I was telling people is, D2 schools are on scholarship, too. There's a lot of good. I'm not making excuses. I'm really, truly not. But Michigan Tech plays a good brand of basketball. And I don't think that's something to be overly ashamed of, getting knocked off by a team like that in your first year. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. Michigan Tech is good. You know, they're really well coached. They got good players. You know, all those guys, you got to keep in mind now, all those guys in that team think they're good. They're good enough to play at Green Bay or Toledo. And when they play teams like us or Green Bay, that's their Super Bowl. They got a chip on their shoulder, and they want to prove people wrong. But yeah, you know, I played Division II. I have a fantastic assistant coach that's here at Toledo, Brandon Pritchell, that played at Hillsdale. He's from DePere.
Of course.
We understand. So when we play Division II, we let our guys know. Plus, we have taken Division II transfers who are really good. We had JT Shoemate, first team all league, played 2 years at Ashland College. So we know how good Division II basketball is.
Yeah. Coach, we're talking, Johnny and I were talking a little bit earlier about the goal is to fill the stands. I mean, the coach said that, right? I think the community has set that as a goal, and it's been some time. Obviously, when Bennett was here, we did. But do you think who you play draws the fans, or what's going to get us back to 5,500, 6,000 seats?
Well, I think it's just getting involved in the community, having a good product, having good guys. You know, I was there for 8 years, yep. And I think two of those 8 years we averaged over 5,000. The rest of it was in the mid fours or
that's
in
good.
That area.
That's
you know,
really
we played
good.
Milwaukee.
That's really good.
We played Milwaukee. I don't think that game was ever not sold out, was it, John?
No, That was a great atmosphere, both here and down at that place when they played in that really tiny little gym. Remember that?
Well, we played in the tiny gym, but more times than that, we played them, you know, in the Mecca.
No, I know, but that tiny gym was, you want to talk about a home court advantage, the way that was back then, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, and we had some great games against them. I think when Bruce Pearl was there, you know, we never beat Bruce at Green Bay, but I don't think he ever beat us in Green Bay.
No, you're
we
right.
Lost them in the, yeah, in Milwaukee, well, we've never won, but I'm pretty sure we never lost to them at home.
Yeah, and those were some great games. I mean, they had some great players. You had great players. When you look back, Coach, at some of the guys that you brought in, like Alec and of course, Kiefer and some of these guys, and you talk about good people. I told the story here recently about Kiefer because I watched that documentary on him and everything. And then when he signed his contract where he was going to be up with the Pacers for like the rest of the season, one of the first things he and his mom did was take one of his first checks and buy winter coats for school kids in inner city Chicago. I mean, those are the kind of guys you used to go after, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was Brian Wardle. Brian did a heck of a job after me. That was Brian who signed Kiefer.
But you guys all recruited those guys there.
Yeah, we did. But that was right when I left. It was kind of a transition.
But you guys looked for that. I mean, you, Brian, he was your staff. Yeah. You know, that's what you guys, that was kind of your mantra, is you good guy first.
I think there's no substitute for character. And especially, we're going through this whole thing of, revenue sharing. And you can opt in or you can opt out. And at Toledo, we're going to be opting in. So there's going to be some pretty good amount of money that our salary will be for men's basketball. First and foremost, I refuse to pay somebody that's not all about winning and about the right things and a team first guy and a high character guy and represents the city of Toledo, the University of Toledo, the right way. So we got some decisions to make here, and it starts first and foremost with the right people.
And you're in the community that cares about that. I think a lot of communities do, but Toledo's, I bet you they are, you're very well connected to that community. It's not a huge, huge city. I mean, it's not Detroit, but it's...
But it's a big basketball area. They take it real serious.
They do, but what I'm saying is I think that's very meaningful. Like, I don't know, LA, is that meaningful? Sure, but you get these, and I'm not saying it's a smaller community, but that's a community where I think getting people with good character, getting engaged in a community goes a long, long way.
They pay close attention to it. You're under the microscope there, yeah.
We are. I mean, it's a city. The metropolitan area is 600,000 people. Last year, we averaged over 5,000 in conference play.
Awesome.
We've been top two in attendance for 32 years. It's us in Ohio that draw really well. And to be honest with you, the number three every year in our community, I tell us to recruits, in our league, number three in attendance is Toledo women. They outdraw all the other men's teams.
That's incredible.
That is.
Yeah, so they support men's and women's basketball in this community a ton. And, Trisha Culp just left, and the new coach, Judy Bogus, is awesome. So, that will maintain it and continue it. But Toledo's a great place to live. I loved my time in Green Bay. I grew up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Mayor, I remember you well when you were, there. And, John introduced me to my wife, so I owe a lot to him. I'm very fond of Green Bay, but moving to Toledo is one of the greatest things ever happened to me.
And I appreciate saying that, but I did introduce you to your wife, but she might not be the only woman I introduced you to over the years. I'm just saying.
That's true.
And as much as I loved having you here, I wasn't heartbroken when you left because I didn't want you to run against me because I think you were very...
I got to tell you a funny story. It was probably 2 years ago. It was kind of a contract year. I mean, I wasn't gonna get fired, but it was kind of a contract year, and we were really, really good. Well, there was a local guy, Dave Langsdorfer, who, was a supportive friend. He went and got, I don't know, hundreds of signs, and he said Kowalczyk for mayor and put them all over the city. and he put one right in the president's yard.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you always said that I've got an open job as a recruiter for you. You've always said that, right?
You could walk that back. That. Oh.
Yeah. No, I've said that, and now it's becoming legitimately, possible.
Yeah.
But, the only reason why, just so you know, everybody, the reason why I wouldn't hire John originally, okay. We all know John would be the bag man and be the guy that would cheat and go illegally recruit.
Right. Yeah.
That was going to be his role.
A little bit of that drinking problem, too. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah. What? but now there are no rules. There are no rules.
He's legit.
Pay guys.
It's the minor rule.
Yeah.
So finally, they caught up to you. All right.
Hey, there's one, my go-to line is always, I would ask the mom, and actually Todd's been around me when I've done this for...
Oh, no, this is good. This is good.
where my thing would always be, was your mom homecoming queen?
Oh, jeez.
And you'd be like, I don't know. Mom, are you homecoming queen? No, why? He thinks you should have been. Oh, yeah, so that was my always my go-to line.
Wow. Yeah,
and it worked.
That was good.
It worked. But I don't know.
We're a little more sophisticated today.
No, it's not. Okay. But here's the deal, though. I don't think that would work on that one really good prospect that's in your area, that 6'6 kid. He's a junior. I don't know if that would work on his mom.
Yeah, I would, because she was the homecoming queen.
His son. Talk about your son, Todd.
He's a good player. He's a junior in high school. He's a legitimate Division I player. He's got several offers. He did have an offer from Sundance Wicks, but no longer an offer from Green Bay with the new coach. But he's looking at, you know, Bradley's involved. I think that's probably where he'll end up. There's other schools too. I mean, I know he's got Dayton and Wake Forest come in to see him play, and other schools. Wright State's actively recruiting him hard, and we made a family decision. He's not going to play for Dad.
Oh, you actually decided that?
Wow, that's cool.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And can I say why?
Why?
I got in trouble on a national podcast with one of my our fans here. So we're sitting around over dinner probably 6 months ago, Julie and I and Race. And we're, you know, openly talking about it, and Julie wanted to discuss it, and Julie says, you know, I just don't think it'd be a good idea. And I said, well, why would you say that? She said, well, you're too much alike, because you're both dicks. Said, okay.
Oh my God! But you played for your dad.
Oh. Hello,
oh, Todd. Oh, whoa,
Todd's gone.
Apparently, you couldn't say that on the air.
There we go. All right. We're back.
We back, Todd? Coach? Hang on. Recalling here real quick. Coach? You there? All right. Hold on. All right. Well, we're talking with Coach Todd Kowalczyk. That was interesting, though.
Yeah.
Because he played for his dad. Todd did at DePere.
I think that's great that they...
Rod was legendary.
That decision, so it's not something hanging on. It's like, what are we going to do? It's like, okay, you're not playing for Dad?
Yeah.
Fine.
I agree.
Those are some good cities he's looking at. I mean, you know, man,
those are big-time schools. Wake we got it back. Todd, you there?
Wake is awesome.
No, in 1 minute. Okay. Well, Gizmo's here, too.
Hey there.
We got 1 minute till break. That's why I'm giving the one.
Ah, understand. Oh, all right. We'll get him back. We're going to hold off Gizmo in just a second here.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the gifts, Gizmo.
Yes. Yeah, you're very welcome.
This is great having, yes.
Well, Berenstain's still putting out the good candy, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
What's this, bourbon meltaway? I didn't know they made bourbon meltaways.
Yeah, I know. It's an interesting combination.
It's fantastic.
It's bourbon flavored, so
and
there's no
besides
actual
besides the chocolate, gifts from a magician, a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right?
We'll use those in a minute here.
All right. Wait a minute, though. Have these been used?
Is it regifting?
Yeah, technically.
Still have they been used?
Technically.
They look. Set a quick break.
Okay.
Back after this.
Thanks.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here. We got Coach Kowalczyk back. Sorry about that, Coach.
I think that was me.
Okay. Well, listen, we just want to say it's great to hear from you. I mean, all the great things you did here in Green Bay, and things are going so great for you in Toledo. And I know why you'll never leave Toledo.
Why?
Because you said once Mama's got a pontoon, we ain't going anyplace.
Well, if I sell that pontoon, she'll divorce me.
I mean, I just see some of the pictures in the summer. What a great area. I mean, people might think of Toledo as this, you know, blue collar, whatever. Just right outside of it, it's a beautiful area, isn't it?
It's a good city.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, people in Green Bay, keep supporting Green Bay basketball. They'll turn it around.
I would agree. And we're season ticket holders, and we try and we go. And it's fun to see him win, but we also understand, you know, this rebuilding, but
Hey, Coach, I just want to say one last quick thing, though. I just want to say thank you for you and Coach Race and Brian and, boy, even back in the days of Gary Gresh and all the different assistant coaches you had. Those were really, I look back in those days as some of the greatest days of my life. That was just so much fun.
A lot of fun to travel with you.
Sure, same here, buddy. Listen, best of luck to you. Go Rockets.
Go Rockets.
And to your son.
Thanks, brother. You bet. All right. Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
Head coach Todd Kowalczyk joining us from Toledo. Gizmo in the house.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
I felt bad for Gizmo the other night.
Why?
Well, I shouldn't say that. So here's what I love doing when he's around. Just going, like he was sitting down at the bar, and right. Those friends of mine who I'm going to have on the show, they were sitting there, and I go, hey, can I borrow a dollar? And like, sure. Like, I go, this is my friend over here. Doesn't really have any money. He came in to just, he'll make it up to you. So, well, sure, let me. And they dig on, they give him, here you go. And he goes, oh, thank you. And he scrunched it in his hand, and then it disappears. Then he pulls it out from the guy's hat.
Oh, man. And that then was very cool.
She looked at me like, what in the hell is going on here? I mean, she did just these, like, what just happened? And then he did another one. She looked at me like, oh, you son of a.
Yeah, that
was that fun.
Up close magic is, and you know, I was right there. Look on her face was like, and I was too. Like, where? How did you get out of that guy's hat?
I know, I love that.
That
trick.
Is, like I said, I would on a delayed flight. I would love to run into you at the bar because I think you would keep us entertained.
I'm telling you,
and nobody would care. The
those
flight's
are my
late.
Favorite places. Whenever I travel, I love going to the bars of these big airports and stuff and just wandering in because you never know. You can meet international people there, you know. And it's like, and they're like, what's this guy doing over
right.
here?
You know? Everybody's a little anxious. You know, they kind of want to get home or get wherever they're going. And, boy, to get entertained for free, and you are really, really good.
Thank you very much.
Man, I enjoy that.
And we say you're really, really good because we are 18 inches away from you while you're doing this stuff. Like, and it still seems like this happens magically.
I'll figure this one out.
Yeah.
I never do.
And so, never do. Yeah.
So I want to say this. I want to say, first of all, thanks for having me here on the air so many times. You guys are so great. And you're such a great team. You guys are so good. You guys share the torch of common sense. I love how you guys do that from time to time.
First time we've heard that.
Thank you, Gizmo.
Jim's like,
Mino and common sense used in the same sentence a lot.
You can tell
it's, not a lot.
You can tell it's Christmas.
Yeah.
You.
So,
by the way, I just want to read this real quick. Regifting, 70% no. 30% yes, if you read the book before you give it as a gift. Another one, the best part of gifting a book is getting a book is a non-creased binding. Stop touching the book, Mino.
Yeah, see?
Another one, if you receive a gift from somebody, then you pass that gift on to somebody else. That's regifting, not what I'm doing.
So yours is more a used gift.
I'm just making sure he would like it.
That's proofreading.
Exactly.
So to speak. Sure.
Thank you, Gizmo. So go ahead.
So speaking of that, no, I'm just kidding. I actually came here today to talk a little bit about my show tomorrow, which is at Green Bay Community Theater, 7:00. It's a free show. It is the 45-minute radio script version of A Christmas Carol.
Awesome. Nice.
And it's a condensed version of the story. It's a great story. Everybody knows it. But it's five of us up on stage.
Oh, it's five of you.
Yeah. Okay. We're sort of pretending to be at an old radio station in 1930, and we're just sort of delivering this story over the air for people listening at home on their radios. You know, that's how it was back in the day. So we sort of present it that way. We even have some old commercials that I found, which are really cool for Life Boy and for other things, right?
Love it.
Yeah.
And that's at the community theater right on Chestnut.
Yep.
It's just totally easy to find and get to.
Yeah, it's easy to find, locate.
Find a place to park.
Is that like a block off Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
It's one block off.
It's kind of behind
the theater area.
Yeah.
And, what a fun place to go. That's because you're right there. I mean, that's 150 seats, 200 seats. I mean, you are right in the action there. That's going to be fun. And it's free?
Yeah, really? It's free.
What a great way to kick off
I
the
set
holidays.
It up that way because I normally do this show for assisted living facilities, and I bought the script and the music score from someone. And the agreement is that if I perform it anywhere for public, I have to do it for free. And then I promote it. I have the guy's name and stuff on the poster that gave me the stuff. But if I charge, I have to recontact him, and there's a different contract for that, and then he gets a percentage of that. So there's a whole thing with that. That's why I do it for free.
It's free.
And Green Bay Community Theater said it's okay. They'll accept donations, and that'll be just fine. So
nice.
Yeah, and it's a great show.
So do you do the sound effects right on stage where people see them?
Well,
we
were at the assisted living, but here they've got a sound booth, so they're going to have somebody else doing it. So yeah.
Todd and I talked about this before. One of our favorite shows used to be W-E-N-N.
Yeah, when, right?
When radio? When radio, it was called. It's set in Pittsburgh during World War II, and that was their whole thing, was doing dramatic.
Yeah.
And they'd see what they...
Click, click, click. Yeah,
exactly. They do some of those sound effects. I just think that's kind of magical, bringing all that together. I love it.
It is. The sound effects are cool, I'll admit. But we don't... We have a couple bells. That's about it on stage, you know. But everything else is run through the speaker.
I forgot to tell you. I have to bring something up to Todd real quick. Remember when Ace Champion, yep, who of course you're good friends with, he brought in that thing the other day we're all trying to play?
Yep.
The round thing with the ping, ping.
The frog drum.
The frog drum.
Yeah.
That is huge in the Aaron Rodgers thing. That's huge for part of his thing that he does.
Yeah. Right.
I believe it.
That instrument is like the huge thing that they get their music from when he's doing all this stuff.
It's a cool thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I can see that.
It produces a unique sound, you know.
You're right.
That's the great thing about it.
Gizmo, is this Evergreen or is this Gizmo's Gang or what?
I've sort of came up with a title. We're the cast of five.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah. Yeah, we're kind of our own little entity.
Well,
we're probably going to do it every year. We've even talked about doing maybe a spring show, not necessarily for the public, but at Assisted Living, because they're more or less disenfranchised. They can't get out.
I think that's wonderful that you do that.
So we bring the show to them, you know.
45-minute show. And that's a family show.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obviously something to bring the kids to. And it's at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
7 o'clock for free.
Now, you're going to do some magic for us when we come back, right? Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people should grab some cards?
Well, they can if they want. But
they can play along at home, though, right?
They won't be able to necessarily play along, but I am going to share how to do this trick with you so that they can then try it on their friends.
All right. All right. I
love that.
I love it a lot.
Come over to...
Yeah.
Great food.
It's Trucker Thursday.
Did you know Uncle Larry does magic too? So that's cool. Somebody can, you know,
see W.
I
McCall.
Like it. We got Gizmo here. We'll be back right after this.
Flag town, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got some front door. Good buddy, mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Winter Storm Asher will bear down on northeast Wisconsin today. 4 to 7 inches of snow is expected in the area, with heavier amounts in the lakeshore counties.
In addition to the requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and wants to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials with the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. Tis the season to hear the sounds of ringing bells outside of your favorite stores across the area. Brittany Merlot has more on ways you can help.
And tis the season to hear the sounds of bells ringing outside of your favorite stores across the area. From dropping cash into the bucket to app donations, every penny that goes into that kettle goes back to those in need. But the Salvation Army says that they need more people to volunteer to ring the bells this holiday season. From giving up just an hour or so of your time to ring the bell, or help with other things like serving lunch to shelter families, visit registertoring.com to sign up for a slot. They'll be out collecting donations until 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
On Broadway has transformed downtown Green Bay into a holiday destination with the Christkindl Market, a traditional German-style holiday street market. Mary Rohde is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications and says it brings food, shopping, carolers, and programming.
Obviously, Santa has come and stopped, and he'll be back December 21st to get those last-minute gift requests from folks.
The Christkindl Market is Fridays from 4 till 9 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 3 downtown near Red Sculpture Park. I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News.
All right, another reminder this hour to get that keyword in. The grown-up gift list is going on right now with Civic Media and our stations across the state. And right here on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS, your chance to win a stay at the Chula Vista Resort for texting in this morning and also qualifying for one of eight grand prizes at civicmedia.us. This hour's word is north, like the North Pole, N-O-R-T-H, north. Get that in before 8 o'clock for your shot to win. Once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And we got Gizmo in here talking about his great Christmas show he's got coming up. We can't let him leave without a card trick. And coming up, standing by, Benjamin Vogriesen, designer of Lewis Rose Designs.
Yeah, that was over the top.
That was good, John. Show prep. Yeah. All right. Vogriesen. That was awesome.
Vogriesen. Vogriesen. I just went and talked to him.
This is an interesting
guy.
He
said it's got a German spin to it. Vogriesen.
Yeah, do Germans have a rolling R, though?
Yes. It depends if it's high German or low German. This is the high German.
Right.
Vogriesen.
This guy's interesting. All right, but more interesting. Gizmo.
So here, I brought everybody a deck of cards. Now, before you take the rubber band off, I want you to first do something for me. I'd like you to just think of a number between 10 and 19. It can be 10. It can be 19. It can be any number in between.
All right.
So you have that number. All right. Now, take the rubber band off the deck. Keep the deck nice and tight. And right off the top, I'll give you a demonstration. One, two, three, just like that. I'd like you to count the cards on one on top of each other of the number you just thought of. So just whatever your number is, just count them one on top of each other. Two, three, etc.
Three, four, five.
And you don't have to, you can say it to yourself. I'll just keep talking.
Really?
So I don't
mind.
Jeez. All right.
Count them again now.
All right. No, don't count them again. That's fine. All right. So here we go. So grab the cards. Okay.
That you just
put down, the counted ones, right? Yep. You can leave the rest of them sitting there. Okay. Now pick up your little pile of 10 or 12 or 14 or however many you have there. Okay. Now, whatever your number was, let's say, for example, you had 14. I want you to take the 4 and the 1 and add those together. So if you had 17, add the 7 and the 1 together. So whatever your number is at the end, take that number and count off the top of the deck. So if you have 4 and 1, you have 5. So count 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. If you had 17, count 8. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Set the rest on top of the the discard pile. Yep. There you go. Set the rest over there. There you go. Now, you should have a small pile in front of you. Whatever is the top card in that pile, I want you to set it aside. Okay? Take the top card and set it aside. Put the rest on top of the discard pile. Now, give your deck a cut. Somewhere in the middle. Okay? There you go. Whoops. A little too far down. That's okay. That's okay. Did you give him a cut and complete the cut? There you go.
And then you put it on top. Okay,
yep, complete the cut. Right. Now, whatever your card is, flip it over right now.
The top card?
I actually got this one, too. It's funny. Now, this is where
what did I flip over? The
one that
card?
You pushed aside.
Okay,
yep.
All
there
right.
You go. Now, that's going to be the Santa Claus card, all right? All right,
okay.
This is Christmas. Now, you're going to wave that card over your deck, and you're going to leave some presents in your deck, right? Santa's going to leave some presents. What it's going to be is the other three cards that match the card you just flipped over. So now, spread your deck out like this, if you can see this. Spread it out like that. And I've got some flipped over, but mine don't match because mine's a different trick. Now, you should notice that all the cards flipped over
that
match
so
the
cool.
card that you just got to. Yeah?
Okay, stop that.
That's awesome. That is...
It worked for everybody?
Very cool.
I had the king of hearts and all the kings in my deck.
I had the eight
up.
Of spades and all the eights are facing up.
And all the fours.
Okay, this is where we point at him and go, witch!
Witch! Now, here's the thing. Now, you can all keep those cards and you can take them just the way they are and you can try this on someone else, all right? So what I would recommend first is to find your three there that are all flipped over and put them towards the bottom. You know, so you got maybe a couple of cards on the bottom, and then your three flipped over ones are near the bottom there, all right? So you can keep them all separated or whatever, all right? Or you can choose a different card if you want even. But the idea here is to have three cards flipped over that match, okay, somewhere near the bottom. And then the fourth card that matches those, you want to put in the 10th position from the top. All right, so you count off 9 cards. This is another 9 card trick that I did last time. Had to do with 9s, which is weird. So you count 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. Count off 9 cards, and then in that 10th position is going to be the card that matches. So if you have all 4 8s in front of you, or all 4 fours or whatever.
I'm lost.
You take that one, right? You take the 8, put it in there in that 10th position, and then and then put 9 cards on top of it, right? And now you're loaded. That? Now, no matter what card, no matter what number they choose, all right, it will always go to that card when they flip it over. So if they go 17, 7-1 is 8, it'll flip that. If they go 19, 9-1 is 10.
I'm a little bit lost.
Me too. I'm way lost.
Right, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I just want it to be magic.
I have them all bundled up.
Me too. So the reason I wanted to share that in case anybody listening and they want to try it out for Christmas. It's a fun Christmas trick.
That's a great. Look, and you know, Johnny and I both have grandkids. Fun to be grandpa with some magic.
Yeah,
so I want to get one of these down, but if you could just email me all that stuff you just said.
I'll post a video.
We can stop and rewind.
Gizmo, this is great. You're a great entertainer, and I know you have a lot going on. You got great family. But tomorrow's going to be fun. We can sit and listen to the radio broadcast of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
You and four of your friends are going to put that on. And that's right downtown here in Green Bay on Chestnut, a little community theater, easy parking, and it's free.
It's free.
We can make a donation, but it's free. That's very cool. Yeah. I think that's something people should do tomorrow night.
So make sure when you make a donation, don't just applaud and leave.
Show your appreciation.
Your bus tour there.
Give them a round of applause.
Thank you, Gizmo.
You're welcome, guys.
Awesome.
Have a great Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Same to you.
Thank you. You're the best. Right. Appreciate it very much. All right, Benjamin.
You coming in?
Yeah, he's very excited with the way I pronounce his name.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good to see you.
All right. Come on, sit down over there.
Did I pronounce it right?
You did. You did a really excellent
job. Thank you.
That's so nice.
Put the headset on. Is this regifting if I give him this candy?
I'll take that candy. I'll take that right now. That's really good.
You're an interesting guy. I was reading about you this morning.
I am.
How'd you get into this?
I just always loved design, and I had a passion for it. Actually, I had a pretty lengthy career as a FedEx delivery man.
Okay.
About 15 years.
Is that a good training ground for being a designer?
You know, it's really good. You get to see a lot of houses and pick out a lot of things.
Good point.
Over the years. But I always had a passion for that. The previous job as a FedEx man, I just fell into. But
so what do you do? What if two sentences? What your mission is? What your job is? What your industry? What your company does?
We take either a full house from conception to completion, or room by room, design a space, pick out all the finishes.
But here's the thing I like too. Did you see this right here? This part. A love for travel and the natural environment takes Ben and his two children on many exciting adventures. National parks, especially those in the West and Southwest United States, provide Ben with creative inspiration and a primitive connection that is both relaxing and inspiring.
Yeah.
And expound on that, please.
So actually, I just got back from California. I was there. I think I got off the plane about 5 hours ago.
Okay.
But really just connecting with nature and how that natural environment reflects back into our interiors.
Love it.
So that's kind of our principle.
And a home is probably your largest expense.
Oh, yeah.
For most people.
Sure.
And to make it unique, you bring that because people like, oh, I can tell this is your home because it kind of reflects my personality. And to bring that, be it the nature part of it or just the design to make
the
it
uniqueness.
Functional uniqueness of it, yeah.
Right. I think... like you said, it's the biggest investment probably most of us make, and it's where we get a lot of our energy. That's our safe place. So individualizing the space based on our clients' needs and our philosophies to create a space that they can just relax in.
Would you find if you're going through California or Arizona or Colorado or wherever, what types of things? Would you look at actual things and then incorporate them in your design?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Spending time on the coast, right? I was there just looking how when the tide goes out, what kind of patterns is made and the movement in the water kind of going back out into the ocean. So, like, I have a bunch of pictures on my phone of that, of how the moss grows on the rolling rocks as the tide goes out. You see that it's exposed, and how does nature create our environment, and how can we use that to create peaceful interiors? That all the way up to meeting with our antique and vintage dealers, which is another thing I was doing out there, to bring back just unique pieces that you can't just go online and buy.
See, I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, just the stories behind a lot of that. And there's great vintage places around here and antique places, but being able to bring something back that's really unique, the West Coast has a unique ability to produce these really just awesome pieces.
Produced by nature.
Right.
Maybe you did the house I was at. When we went to the Super Bowl, I was invited to a party, and it was at the guy's house in Dallas, and he bought the house from the guy who owned Chuck E. Cheese. Anyway, you go in there, and it was like you're talking about, just unbelievable, like, nature-connected things. And
one of the Todd things, has a quick comment.
Well, once again, something John and I have never had the chance
name
to
dropper,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
But that's,
I love name dropping.
That's Super Bowl in Jerry Jones' house, and the guy that started up Chuck E. Cheese.
I was in his suite.
I'll be honest, I even told him, I said, you know that bear, you got to get rid of that bear. He's all lying in the
Okay, I just, I was, okay, anyway. One of the things he had when you walked in, like, his sitting room was elephant tusks. Uh-huh. And from wherever.
Like a coat hook.
I gave him, and there was a party, there were a lot of people, and I gave him a key to the city. It did some stuff for the city. Well, anyway,
don't even get started.
No, I just want to say, Johnny, no, I said, thank God I didn't bring the elephant tusk. But anyway, his house was totally something you would do. It was so special to him and unique to him, and yet you could really feel you were in a different place, yet you were in this safe environment. It was his house.
Right, it reflected him.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? Another thing, even I think of at my brother's deer hunting camp up there, there's this tree that's dead, and the woodpeckers have done all, and nature, and the bark has been stripped off. Just the look of that, if we put a coating of shellac on that and put it in a big house, that would be one of the most awe-inspiring pieces.
It's very cool.
You'd ever find.
Yeah, and you're always looking at it. It's always going to look a little different.
Exactly.
We could never make something so cool.
No, right. And I even think about that. You know what show I really liked? Do you watch the design shows?
No.
Oh, you know, okay. I like the girl in the, I can't think of her name, the girl in the Windy City.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
She always wears a tight tank top. But I know who you're talking about. You ever know what I mean?
That's why you like her.
Well, that's why.
But she always does. Really, you have nothing else you can wear except a tank top and bend over and look at the blueprints all the time. Are you serious? Come on. So distracting. But anyway, in Chicago and those places, they love stuff that's unique, don't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's interesting to find what people really are drawn to. So yes. In our industry, we see a lot of very interesting things.
Well, they had gone to, like, not only France, like Turkey or one of those places for some doors.
Yeah, we get doors from there. We get a lot of rugs from our friends in Turkey and Iraq, actually.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a couple houses. I can't say that because then they think I'm bragging, but I've been to a couple. There's a guy that brought France, big French guy, to his house in Michigan. Yeah. It's unbelievable when you go into his house. It's like, wow. It's their
bar in this house in Chicago was from France.
Yeah.
It's crazy what people
you're a consultant.
Yeah.
And you can help people. But people have to have a budget too. I mean, it's amazing what you can do for not a lot of money too, right?
Yeah. You know, there are ways. Again, going back to the
hold, hold the thought, right. Ben. We're going to set a real quick break. We'll be right back. Benjamin Verghese, designer Louis Rose Design. Fascinating stuff. I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. We're with Benjamin Verghese, designer Louis Rose Design, very unique designs. And you were talking about going out west and just kind of getting inspiration. Is it hard, though, for you to be out there and you get inspired by something and to translate that to somebody back here in Northeast Wisconsin, that vision?
Good point. I would say no.
Okay.
But what I will say is our brand is definitely described as California eclectic.
Okay.
Which just kind of means it's got a little bit more of an approachable, layered look, but it's still very refined. Lots of color and pattern. And I think in our demographic it takes a little while to warm people up to that.
Okay.
Here we like things comfortable, kind of the way they've always been.
Midwestern,
yeah.
Comfortable.
Which is wonderful, yeah. Which is wonderful.
Packer Bar.
But we do exactly, Packer Bar. We do infuse that, though, with our Midwestern kind of values as well.
But I think people need to step out a little bit. I mean, your home is, my dad always said your home is your castle. And what he meant by that was, you know, it's your turf. You do whatever you want in there. And if people, it's okay to step out a little bit, not have, you know, a regular home because it is your place. And to have you come in there and maybe encourage them. You know, they may go to a place or stay in some hotel and say, God, I wish I had that. Well, you can have that. It's just going to cost you a few bucks.
I always said that with showers. Cool showers in hotels.
Oh, the best.
Aren't right? they?
That's my favorite thing, right?
Man. Right?
That's what most people look for.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, what's that place in Milwaukee? It's right by the Harley Davidson. It's what's that hotel?
Not the Pfister.
No, it's a newer hotel. Anyway.
Beautiful.
What he did with the showers is unbelievable there. He's got, I don't know, get five of these things. It's great. It's a fun shower.
The proper hotels, if you've heard of those, there's a couple, Austin, LA. I think there's one in Sacramento as well. Those are spectacular.
Really?
I highly recommend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool that you've experienced that too, right? So I mean, you got to not sell it, but you got to really right. visualize
well, I mean,
it.
Places like that, and there's many different hotels like that. You know, they're done by, you know, Architectural Digest 80-100 designers. So it's kind of a learning experience too, right?
But you know, they don't have to be like totally extravagant. That hotel in Fond du Lac I stay in, where I go down and do the amputee softball game. It's a really old one downtown. They refurbished.
Red Law.
The Red Law. It's same guys in North
Yeah. Yeah, I've just recently heard about it. Started following my Instagram. It's beautiful.
It's fantastic.
They did a good job there.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're everywhere.
Same design as in Northland.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same builder.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Anyway, to bring that stuff back, and some of us like antiques, other people, like you said, like the colors.
Right.
And other people are really into the whole nature side of things.
Sure.
And that's nice that you can bring all of that. And I just think they got to believe that, look, I got this, you know, whatever, 2,000 square foot home, and it's great, but the walls are white, and the furniture is, and you
boring,
can make
boring.
It.
Yeah, I mean, you have to trust to, you know, people that hire us, you know, have an appreciation for design. They might not exactly know that or understand that, but they're hiring us because of that. We're expensive, we're an investment, but it goes back to how you live and how you feel in your home and how individualized you're going to make it. And it's our job to kind of push the boundaries a little bit,
right.
Push you out of your comfort zone, touching back to what you said earlier, and educate on why this works or why it doesn't, or why what you have works or why it doesn't. And scale, I will say, is probably one of the biggest issues we see.
Sure.
Everything is too small.
Right. And you can do it over time. It's not like you got to do it all today. But if someone wants to contact you and initial
kick the tires
consulting. Yeah. Do you have a showroom or do you come to their home or how does that all work? Tell me about your
both. We have a showroom. We have a design studio and our offices where we do all of our design work, and then we have a retail boutique shop, which kind of, you know, showcases antiques that we bring back, vintage pieces, new things, our furniture lines that we carry. That's at 622 George Street in De Pere.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
It's easy to find.
Yeah. Our phone number is 920-351-3170.
And correct me if I'm wrong, what does this say right here, Jim?
We're hiring?
We're hiring?
We're always hiring.
Okay, just careful.
We're always hiring.
Back it up, Jim.
He didn't say we're hiring. He didn't say we're hiring anybody.
Right.
So, okay, that's where you get qualified.
I think, you know, we keep that up because in our industry, it's every design firm, you know, has a kind of their own little niche. We have ours. Everybody has theirs. And there's many really wonderful designs.
I could find you stuff. I could be that guy that would go out and find you stuff.
That would be great.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love that.
I'll go to the farm auctions. Yeah. All that stuff.
I love antlers.
Ben,
love antlers?
I love antlers.
Oh, I could get you antlers.
Yeah,
like you can't believe.
Yeah, that would be great.
Ben, if you had a client that wanted 70s paneling and like...
Right.
That kind of interior,
Barnwood.
He could help you.
My
out.
Business owner Dana would love that. Actually,
we got a nice text about Dana. We got a nice text about Dana.
Dana used to be my neighbor. She's a great person that has a great style and taste.
See,
very nice. I'm not even joking about this. I'm gonna look at your website and everything.
Please do. Yeah.
And I'm gonna see a type. And I'm gonna send you pictures of certain stuff.
Okay.
Of where I know where certain things are.
Okay.
You want antlers?
I get
you antlers by 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I'll get
Great.
Ben. I'll get back to you on that, John.
Do you need the, are you doing it with the skull and everything? Because yeah, that's really popular
all
of it, now.
Yeah, oh, not the, boy, would I love a skull in my living room.
I bet.
Do you know how popular that is right now? Where you, they,
it's been popular since the 18th century.
Yes. Hugely popular.
Not happening in Jim's house.
Oh, man. I got a side gig. I'm good excited about this.
It's a company to do it with.
Yeah. Bedford Gazin. Designer, Lewis Rose Design.
I think that's awesome. You're bringing something unique to this community. Yeah, and we need that. Because this is a great community.
It
and
really
people
is.
Love it here. And it's you can make their home love it even more.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm awesome. Excited, man. Partner. Partner. So hey.
Absolutely.
Hey, partner.
Partner.
Yeah. Partner.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to put my name on the thing here. I'll just do it on the side. We'll work. I'll leave something under the table even.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I can't wait to really explore your place.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being in. Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledge View coming in. Back after this.
Well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck riders if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck riders if it wasn't for us trucks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.